My earliest memory is was, and this is my very f first was, like I said, my dad, he had two sisters, but they lived in South Dakota. And I remember them, well, you came through that area where we used to live. And I can still picture that where my two aunties were dropped off at the road because they would come by train from Flandreau. There was a white man that always used to give, the community people, village people, a ride back from town whenever they went shopping for groceries, or he'd always give them a ride home. Well, he brought them down and he dropped them off at the road, at the highway. And what I remember, and I can see, visualize in my mind yet, is my two aunties coming. So I must have been at least 2 or 3 years old then, because we lived up on that hill there for a few years. That much I remember, and our life there. And we never really moved around too much. I mean, different places, homes on the, in the, what was a village then. It was not a reservation. We were a village. But the where I was born, we moved back in that area, and that's where I started school from, was down there along the river. I call it the River Bottoms, but it's not. It has that area down there has a name, Dakota name. They call it Hekuta, that section. And that comes, like I said, along the river, and then it goes down 67, and this area where I'm talking about, where my grandfather and the church and everything used to stand, that was Hekuta, was below the church, below the bluffs. Oh, and Gachmita, that's the area where I was born. Gachmita, it's like that road goes like that. It comes up 67. And then it goes. So they call the reason why they call it Gachmi is that it takes that curve, to go toward the village that we lived in was down there. So they called us the Gachmita Oyate people because that's where we lived, was along the bend in the road, I guess you want to call it, or the crook in the road. We did a lot of fishing. We did a lot of going off into the woods and wandering around, gathering either flowers, berries in, in the summertime. And then, of course, we used to go swimming in the river. We did a lot of swimming down there. In the wintertime, it was when our auntie would come over and she would tell us stories. We people, Dakota Native people, as far as I know, most natives, but I know us for sure, we do not tell our stories in the summertime. All our stories are told in the winter. Because they said if you tell stories in the when there isn't any snow on the ground and it's not winter, you're going to have a lot of little creatures coming into your home. And they mean like anywhere from snakes to bugs to, and it does happen.